Let's join them now.
It's good to have you with us today and to have an opportunity to share with you the wonderful message of the wonderful grace of God out of the wonderful Word of God. You know, as you believe the Word of God, it becomes a source of blessing and strength to your life. And we want that for you. We want God's Word to be a source of encouragement and comfort and strength. In the details of your life, God's desire is that His Word would work effectually in you that believe. And that's our desire. If we're going to get the profit out of God's Word, He's put in it for us, though, we have to come to it God's way. You can't just study the Bible. You have to study the Bible God's way. You know, many of us have found that we've been raised in denominational and religious traditions that use the Bible, but they use the Bible to prove their own traditions, to substantiate their own viewpoints. Many of us have found that to be very unsatisfactory. Because as you begin to study the Bible itself, you find that it doesn't teach a denominational viewpoint or a particular tradition of the church or some organization. Rather, it teaches itself in its own way. And the difference between what the various churches might teach and what the Bible teaches sometimes is quite great. And the only answer to the confusion and the only answer to the difference is to study what God says. And that's what we try to do here. Our purpose is not to build an organization for you to join or to condemn somebody else's organization, but it's rather just to get into the Bible and try to find out what God says and let that be what motivates and what controls our lives. Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we've been studying now for weeks and even months the issue of rightly dividing the word of truth. We've come to the point in our studies where we're looking at the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ during His earthly ministry, during the times of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And today in our study we want to look especially at beginning with John the Baptist. In John chapter number 1, verse number 6, John the Apostle writes, and he says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. John the Baptist was a man sent by God the Father to the nation Israel. Now it's important that you understand the ministry of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a very important person in the life of the nation Israel. And when John the Baptist ministry, now he ministers during the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the books that contain the earthly ministry of our Lord, John the Baptist is the one who introduces, he's the forerunner, he's the one who introduces our Lord's earthly ministry. The Lord Jesus Christ comes along after John the Baptist, and he is the Messiah. And I draw him up the picture up here bigger because John said, I must decrease and he must increase. He says, I'm not worthy to unlatch his shoes. He's mightier than I, and so forth. But the ministry of John the Baptist should never be diminished in your understanding because John, he was a man sent from God to the nation Israel. If you look with me at Matthew chapter 21, you'll see the significance of this. Several things you need to understand. Matthew chapter 21, verse number 23. When he was come into the temple, this is the Lord now, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you will tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? Now, that's a good question. And that question sort of put him on the spot. Christ says, tell me, John's baptism, where did it come from? Did he get his authority from men or did he get his authority from heaven? And they reasoned within themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered in Jesus and said, we cannot tell. They refused to answer him. You know what they were? They're a bunch of dishonest crooks is what they were. They knew the answer. But because of the consequences of the answer to their system, they wouldn't answer him. John's ministry is clearly identified as being from heaven. You notice he says, the baptism of John, whence was it? John's ministry, the whole ministry of John, is clearly identified in that expression, the baptism of John. It sort of sums up what John's ministry was all about. And John's ministry was the result of a direct revelation from the Father. John's ministry is something that God the Father communicated to John that he should take up. John didn't just go out on his own. John had a direct revelation from the Father, and his baptism, the baptism of John, was a message that was sent to Israel directly from God the Father. Come with me, if you will, to John chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3. John chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3. It's important again, and I say this to you all the time, it's important to look at the verses. John chapter 1 verse 33, John said, I knew him not, talking about Christ, but he that sent me to baptize with water. The baptism of John, whence was it, from heaven or men? John 1:33, John says, he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me. That is, God the Father sent John the Baptist to baptize with water. And he did it by a direct revelation from heaven. God the Father spoke directly to John and sent him to the nation Israel. He was a man sent from God. Luke chapter 3, verse number 2. The word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. John came as a result of a direct revelation from heaven. God gave John to Israel. Now you say, well, why would God intervene like that? Come with me to Luke chapter number 16. Why would God intervene in the life of Israel that way? Well, you've got to understand that the last prophet in our Old Testament is Malachi. There is some 400 years of silence between Malachi and John the Baptist. 400 years of silence in there where there is no message from God. No prophet comes from God to Israel during that period of time. And then John shows up. And when John shows up in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to prepare the way of the Lord, to announce the Messiah's coming, John is the first prophet from God to Israel in some 400 years. It's important to understand, he didn't just show up. God Almighty had broken the silence and a new beginning, a new opportunity to hear God's word was being laid before the nation Israel. Luke chapter 16, verse 16 is a very important verse to understand. Luke 16, 16, the law and the prophets were until John. Prior to John, the law and the prophets, which we studied last time, and we saw last time how that the law and the prophets looked forward to the kingdom over here that was to come. The law and the prophets, and I remind you that of our study last time, that we were looking at the issue how that the law looked toward that kingdom. The prophets looked toward that kingdom. They looked toward that Messiah who would come and redeem Israel from her time of trouble and put her into her kingdom over here. And the ceremonies of the law and the prophecies of the prophets looked toward this time period over here. The law and the prophets prophesied and ministered until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached and every man pressed into it. When John the Baptist showed up, prior to him, all Israel had was the prophets' prediction and the law's pictures of the coming kingdom. But when John the Baptist came on the scene, the kingdom of God began to be preached. and they began to preach the gospel of the kingdom. That is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You see, a new John's ministry marks the beginning of a new opportunity for the nation Israel. There's an opportunity being given to the nation Israel with the ministry of Israel. John's ministry marks a new beginning in the national life of Israel. Acts chapter 13, verse 24. When John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. The nation Israel is like this. They are God's people. They are a nation, and yet they were in unbelief. They were in idolatry. God sends John the Baptist, God the Father, sends John by direct revelation to the nation Israel to call them to repentance. And as John would go out and preach to the people of Israel, those who would believe the message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the baptism of John was the mechanism, the means whereby they were identifying themselves together as the believing remnant nation of Israel. Come with me to Luke chapter number 7. Luke chapter number 7 in one hand, and John chapter number 1. Luke chapter 7 and John chapter 1. Now there's a lot of verses we're turning. Somebody told me one time not long ago that it was a lot of work to go to the church that I pastor. Said that it's too much work. You have to look at too many verses. I said my fingers get tired. That's okay. It's better to. You don't want to be. God doesn't want mindless worship, folks. God wants your worship as a response to an intelligent understanding of His revelation to you in His Word. And you have to look at the verses to understand what the Word of God says. John chapter 1, verse 31. John says, I knew him not, talking about Christ, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I become baptizing with water. I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. You see, John's baptism identified Israel's Messiah to her. Jesus said that a thief and a robber climbs up another way, but the shepherd comes in by the door. The porter opens the door. John the Baptist is the porter to the sheepfold in Israel, and the Messiah goes in, and he's baptized of John and identified with the believing remnant in the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. But not only is the Messiah identified to Israel, but Israel is identified with her Messiah by the baptism of repentance. Luke chapter number 7, verse 29, and all the people, Luke 7, 29, they get the passage. All the people that heard John and the publicans justified God. How did they say God's right? Being baptized with the baptism of John. They said, we see that we've been wrong, we need to repent, and we're going to justify the counsel of God against us, we're going to believe what God says, and they're going to identify themselves together by being baptized with the baptism of John. An opportunity was laid before the nation Israel in the ministry of John to begin to be identified together as that believing remnant who would receive that kingdom. Verse number 30 says, but the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of Him. You see, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and all men press unto it, it became the issue. And the issue during the earthly ministry of Christ was the baptism of John. Whence was it? From heaven or men? It came from God the Father. It came from heaven. It was John's ministry marked a new beginning in the life of Israel, and it came as a direct revelation from God to John. Now there's another greater revelation about the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ that's given in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, John identifies the Messiah to Israel, and he identifies Israel together with her Messiah. But Peter is given an even greater revelation about the person and the work of the Messiah. In John 16, verse 15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Christ is talking. Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Just like John got a revelation from God the Father to send to the nation Israel, Peter over here gets a revelation, a direct revelation from God the Father up here to Peter about the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord chose out this believing remnant in here. He chose out of them 12 apostles, 12 men to sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And those 12 apostles are the leader of that little flock, that remnant nation of believers in Israel. Jesus calls them the little flock. He says, Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Peter is fixing to be told something here in Matthew 16 about what's going on that's very important. Matthew 16, verse 17. Peter says in verse 16 about the Lord, Thou art the Christ. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You're the one who's going to come and set up the kingdom. Jesus answered and said, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound on earth, and whatsoever thou shalt loose whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You see, folks, he takes Peter, sets him up as the head of the 12, gives him authority to act in the name and the behalf of Christ, and he says, Look, God the Father revealed to you who I am, and upon this rock I'll build my church. Upon the bedrock, the solid foundation of an understanding of who the Messiah, who Christ is. He is the Messiah. He's the Son of the living God. He's the one who's going to come and bring Israel her kingdom. On that basis, he's going to build the Messiah's, the kingdom church. It's important for you to understand. That word church in your Bible is a generic word. That word church doesn't always refer to the same thing. Here, it's referring to the kingdom church, to the church that the Messiah, the Son of the living God, Messiah's church, the church that is the result of believing the gospel of the kingdom. Now, you want to keep reading in verse number 21. From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples, I must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the chief priests and the elders and be killed and rise again the third day. He goes and he explains to them that he's going to die. Now, they don't know that he's going to die previous to that. He's been preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He's told them about building the church. And then when he tells them that he's going to die, notice what Peter says. Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, for this shall not be unto thee. I do you to wit something. I want you to understand something. Here's a man, Peter, who's been preaching the gospel of the kingdom for almost 3 years. Here's a man that's just been told that he's going to be involved in building that kingdom church over there. He's going to be a leader in that kingdom church. And yet he doesn't even know that Jesus Christ is going to die at Calvary. And when the Lord told him that he was, he said, No, I won't let it happen to you. He didn't even understand it when the Lord told him. There is not any way under the sun that you can misunderstand what's going on there unless you want to. It just is impossible. People, back in the ministry in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John back here, they weren't carrying on the kind of a ministry you and I carry on today. It's important that you understand what they were doing. They were preaching the gospel of the kingdom, looking to Israel's kingdom coming. They were building Israel's church, the Messianic church, and they had revelation and information from God the Father. God the Father sent John to prepare the way of the Lord. God the Father sent the revelation to Peter to announce who the Messiah was. And so here he is. Come with me to Acts chapter 2. And this is why that on the day of Pentecost, Peter could speak with such authority as he calls his nation to repent. Acts chapter 2, Peter knew exactly who the Lord Jesus was because God the Father had showed him the office that Christ would have. Acts chapter 2, verse 36, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you've crucified both Lord and Christ." God Almighty has made Him Lord. He's made Him to be the judge. And He's made Him Christ. He's made Him to be the Messiah. Now when they heard this, the book says, they were pricked in their heart. Israel became convicted. I mean, they had crucified their Messiah. Peter told them, God's raised Him up. He sent the Holy Spirit back down here on this little flock of believers in here. And look at here. He said, you guys out there, you're going to be burned to fare thee well when the wrath of God comes over here. You better get right. They were pricked at the heart. They said, men and brethren, what should we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, folks, that's just what John the Baptist preached back here. He preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Peter, over here on the day of Pentecost, preaches the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, updated by the historical developments of the cross and the coming of the Spirit. And these people in here, Israel is preached to, and he says, save yourself, verse 40, from this untoward generation. They were to be identifying themselves together through water baptism in there and becoming a part of this remnant nation who would go in and receive the kingdom over here. And yet, you know something, folks? That thing's called the gospel of the circumcision. We're going to be studying in weeks ahead these different gospel messages. Yet, you know something, folks? They didn't go into that kingdom, did they? Because you know as well as I do that chart isn't real accurate when it gets right out over here, because that kingdom didn't come. In fact, that kingdom hadn't come yet, has it? We've got to wipe it off the board. Well, what was the matter? Did these guys not know what was going on back here? No, my friend. You see, Israel refused the offer of repentance back here, and they crucified their Messiah. And He said, you speak a word against the Son of Man, it'll be forgiven you. But you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, it won't be forgiven you in this world, nor in the world to come. Talking about that kingdom over there. Israel refused the offer of repentance. They rejected the message from God the Father. They rejected the message from God the Son. And you know something, folks? God Almighty gave another revelation. Rather than revealing the Lord Jesus Christ being revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, God Almighty interrupted. Put the tribulation period in there like that. God interrupted the prophetic program. And He did it with another revelation. A revelation from heaven to a guy by the name of Saul of Tarsus. Jesus Christ from heaven's glory reaches down, and Christ interrupts the prophetic program just at the point when His wrath was ready to fall, and His revelation in fire, flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, was ready to fall. He stops that and reveals a program of grace. Ephesians chapter number 3, if you will. Ephesians chapter 3. Paul says in Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 1, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God that's given me to you, how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery." Look at here, folks. Just like John's ministry gave a new beginning to the nation, to the national life of Israel, now there's a new beginning going to come in with an even greater revelation. That is the revelation through the Apostle Paul. And it's not until you come to Paul in your Bible that you read about salvation by grace through faith alone. It's Paul in your Bible in the books of Romans through Philemon that comes along and explains all that God has accomplished through the cross of Christ. Paul calls this message the preaching of the cross, not just talking about it. The cross was a prophesied event, but the meaning, the depth of what God accomplished at Calvary was kept secret until now. It's revealed to us today through the ministry of Paul. Paul says about his gospel message in Galatians chapter 1, "I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached of me, the gospel of grace, is not after man, neither did I receive it from man, but I taught it, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. Just like God the Father gave John a revelation, just like God the Father gave Peter a revelation, Jesus Christ gave Paul a brand new revelation, a revelation about His grace, and that's the program that you and I are a part of today. The program that God has in operation today is in the dispensation of grace is a program, Paul says over there in 1 Timothy chapter 2, that God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Wherefore, I am ordained a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Paul is the due time testifier, my friend, of all that God accomplished through the finished work of His Son at Calvary's cross. Now the question is, are you up to date with the revelations of God? Are you still back here following the revelation He gave to John, or the revelation He gave to Peter? Are you up to date with the final revelation God has given, and that's the revelation of the mystery that the Lord Jesus Christ gave through the Apostle Paul, and is God's program for us today? That's why we say that in Paul's writings alone is found the walk and the doctrine and the duty of the church, the body of Christ today. That's why we say with Paul, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Until next time, Maranatha.
Thank you, Brother Jordan, for that message from the Word of God. Friends, we have a cassette tape that we'd like you to have to go along with today's study. The tape is entitled, A Man Sent from God. It's yours free of charge. It's our way of saying thanks for listening. We'll be happy to see that you receive your free copy, along with a free subscription to our monthly Bible study, The Grace Journal, if you simply write us here at The Message of Grace. The address should be on your screen. That's The Message of Grace, Box 97, Bloomingdale, Illinois, 60108. If you prefer, you can also call us during normal business hours at area code 708-529-0520. Request tape offer number 154. That's tape offer number 154. The Message of Grace is a ministry of Grace School of the Bible, and we're glad you've been with us here today. If our study together has been a help to you, we'd be happy to put you in touch with a Bible study in this area where the message of God's wonderful grace is proclaimed from His well-divided Word. And friend, if you are still not sure of salvation, that your sins are forgiven, that you have eternal life as a present possession, let us know, and we'll be happy to send you some gospel literature that will show you the way. That address again is The Message of Grace, Box 97, Bloomingdale, Illinois, 60108. Thanks for being with us today, and God's best until we meet next time for another Message of Grace.